finally, oh, I don't know, it must have been noontime. Looked on the chat and it was a show place. Oh, I don't know, it would have been south of, south and west of, Sadvac, Lutton.
That sounds like a show.
I suppose,
yeah.
But it wasn't much water on top of it.
Yep.
And I happened to have a little rain at that. I got one the minute they come out with that.
So yeah.
Had a little rain. And we found it after a while. And as long as we stayed on top of it, we could get a few, well, there's pretty good fish and only good produce.
Yep.
And the minute we got it down over, do nothing. And we stayed there and we got just, you know, nice little mass.
Yep.
But that was it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you couldn't. I always thought I'd ought to try to get something that's running up in. Well, you would have to go somewhere to the north of Zelda, but I expect you could.
Well, it used to. It used to be that you'd get them, I don't know the season, but there was an early run of fish that you'd pick up on the shore and you'd work them up inside. You'd lose them around Saddleback. I'm going to say late May, early June the reports that I heard about there when I was taking the boat. I don't remember when I went with the grandfather, the season close enough, but when I had my own boat, I went for a year or so and you'd haul track one day and go handlining the next. And that year, when I was chasing them up the bay around Towhead Western Reef and the Shin, Pong Young was picking fish up around Saddleback Shoal, and Mouse Lloyd was trawling the haddock up around, there's a couple of places up there now that are down in Rock. Around the triangles and across that far. The fish had gone up by me at that time. And I know I've heard Clarence, I haven't talked to him on this project yet, but I've heard Clarence talk about towing up off Babbage's up to Sheep Island on that end.
Billy Sheldon told me, yeah, when he's first year he shrimp with that boat that he lost. And he and Ronnie Shepard, a Russian man on that tow.
Yeah.
Looking for shrimps. And I think he had to split the bag three times. Only it was lobsters and shrimp.
No.
This well, one, that would have been in, you know, March. People,
you that's know, incredible. Yeah. Well, Clarence used to tell, because he dragged before they had a license, or before they banned dragging for lobsters. And he said that he used to tow up there in the fall for lobsters and cod.
Mm-hmm.
He said you get lobsters, cod, and blackfish. I asked him if he towed it in later years ago. He said, no, he didn't. He was one of these people who said that wasn't the way it was. But the cod was there, and I know on Azatoa over towards Owl's Head that they used to pick up mixed groundfish quite early in the season.